USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Democrats, including Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, are still optimistic a vote could happen today on the bipartisan infrastructure bill and the Democratic-led social spending package. One of the many holdups include the social spending bill's price tag, and House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says it's the Congressional Budget Office's job to provide that number.
The rules of the House is the Congressional Budget Office has to tell you how much it costs. This is going to be the largest bill in the history of America.
Texas is suing the federal government over the new coronavirus vaccine mandate. Republican AG Ken Paxton announcing the lawsuit on Friday, calling the regulations an abuse of federal power. Louisiana, Mississippi, South Carolina, Utah, and several businesses are involved in the suit as well. USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Humana. As the nation looks to observe Veterans Day, Ed Sandrick, a retired Marine and director of the Veterans Channel at Humana, shares one way Humana is helping Medicare-eligible veterans achieve their best health.
As part of Humana's longstanding commitment to our nation's servicemen and women, we spoke to veterans to better understand their needs. Our research found that their health benefits could be strengthened, so we launched the Humana Honor Medicare Advantage plans in 2019. While the honor plans are available to anyone with Medicare, veterans will find that these plans could round out the benefits they may already have through the VA, helping them to maximize their coverage. Veterans may enroll in any Humana plan they are eligible for, all of which are recommended by USAA.
To learn more about Humana plans, visit Humana.com. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO, HMO-SNP, PPO, PPO-SNP, and PFFS organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Family members, friends, and dignitaries are honoring top military leader and diplomat Colin Powell. Former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright speaking at a memorial service at the Washington National Cathedral.
Beneath that glossy exterior of warrior statesman was one of the gentlest and most decent people any of us will ever meet.
COVID claiming the life of the 84-year-old Powell last month. A new study suggests the Delta variant significantly diminished the effectiveness of the three COVID vaccines. Researchers looking at 800,000 vaccinated U.S. service members and found that their strain reduced the Moderna vaccine from 89 to 58% effective. The efficacy of the Pfizer vaccine went from 87 to 45%. The single-dose J&J vaccine took the hardest hit, with the vaccine's original 86% effectiveness dropping to only 13%. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Republicans are continuing to react to a story regarding President Biden paying illegal immigrants. From the West Coast USA Radio newsroom, Wes Pry has the details.
As President Biden called paying illegal immigrant families hundreds of thousands of dollars by being separated at the border in 2018 a garbage story, his White House spokesperson says Biden is okay with payments. Republican Texas Congressman Jody Arrington on Newsmax says the mixed messaging is confusing at best.
Well, it's getting harder for his staff to clean up his mess. He's disconnected from the administration that is rogue, but certainly operating under the guidance of opening the border, not holding people accountable. So, you know, it would only make sense when not only are you not enforcing the laws, not only have you removed all the effective provisions for securing the border and stopping illegal immigration, but you're also working in this massive tax and spend bill to provide 8 million people who crossed into our country illegally amnesty and a pathway to citizenship.
It seems issues with the rapid COVID test led to a number of false positives this week at the New York Giants team facility. Lab testing was used after 13 players and personnel originally tested positive. Only running backs coach Burton Burns retested as a positive case. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.